With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The Montana Department of Labor and Industry has found that an embattled whitefish ministry violated state law by asking its workers to volunteer much of their time serving up food at affiliated burger restaurants. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports that Potter's Field Ministries now owes six workers a combined $150,000.
The state determined the workers at Potter's Field's Mudman Burgers restaurants, labeled as volunteers and interns, are owed back pay. The rulings from earlier this month say agreements workers signed asking them to work 60-plus hour work weeks for as little as $300 per month violated labor laws. The Labor Department's decisions apply to six of the workers who filed wage complaints against the ministry. A seventh claim was determined to have no merit. Other wage claims were filed outside of the statute of limitations. Connor Strong is one of the former Mudman Burger workers. He feels validated by the Labor Department ruling.
And now we have a third party stepping in as well that's not just us or victims or people who have been through Potter's Field, but is the government, the state government of Montana saying, hey, this is wrong. You're responsible, you're guilty, And so that it's really reassuring.
Labor and Industry ruled that Potter's Field will need to pay roughly $150,000 in past due wages and penalties. Potter's Field in-house legal counsel Sharon DeMiro told MTPR the ministry plans to submit new information on the claims as part of a request for the Labor Department to reduce the payout decision. Once the department issues its decision on that request, Potter's Field will be able to formally appeal. Outside of a recently reopened and now for-profit Mudman Burgers in Columbia Falls Friday, a handful of protesters stood holding signs, reading "Never Fund a Cult" and "Workers Drug Through Mud." Protesters are upset the restaurant has reopened. Potter's Field and its three popular burger restaurants in the Flathead Valley closed down after separate worker allegations of psychological and emotional abuse were made against ministry leaders Mike and Pam Rozelle, allegations they have denied via a spokesperson. Those allegations were reported by Montana Public Radio through interviews with former workers, but were not a part of complaints to the state Labor Department. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.